Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. You have tuned in to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. And what can I say? Woo! If you are in anywhere in Los Angeles County, man, that sun is a scorcher. I went outside for just 10, 15 minutes. I'm telling you, that sun was so hot, it was burning my eyelids. Yesterday, I clocked on the 405, the temperature at 109 down to 107. And I mean, it must have stayed 100 degrees even at 1 o'clock in the morning. It was hot. I love hot weather, but man, it was hot. So remember, if you have your little four-line, four-legged friends out there, be sure, you know, that ground is hot. Put something on their paws to protect the little animals, you know. I just put some little baby socks, just some little socks from the little dollar store, and put some little baby socks on them so they can still walk because that ground is hot. Give them some water, make sure they have a tree, or bring them inside or something. But anyway, how are you doing? Did you catch a movie this weekend? Did you get your popcorn on? Did you get your nachos and your cheese sauce and your juju beans and eat those at the movie theater? Or did you smuggle in stuff like I normally do and buy what's at the concession stand? Anyway, if you were at the movies and you saw one of these movies, as they say, you were in that box office movie loop here. Number one, no surprise here, Finding Dory. My goodness, made over $136 million. And that's a lot of mochas. And, of course, Finding Dory is the new animation film about the cute little fish. Yeah, where did Dory go? I'm going to go see the movie. But, you know, I don't have any children. So when I go to a kid's movie, all the parents look at me like, what's she doing in here? Well, I look at them like, what you doing in here? And keep your kid quiet because, yeah, I'm going to the front row. And I'll tell them kids in a minute, shh. Yeah, I sure do. I should be ashamed of myself. But I want to hear the movie. I love cartoon. So, got no shame in my game. And them kids look at me too when I smuggle that big old hamburger out of my purse too. Smuggle me big old milkshake out of my purse too. I shouldn't be teaching the kids to do that, but hey, I ain't got mama. Anyway, number two, Central Intelligence. And that one made over $34 million. Not bad at all there. Number two, The Conjuring 2. Woo! That one made over $15 million. Not bad at all. I didn't see The Conjuring 1. I won't be seeing 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 because you know that when they say 2, they're going to have 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on and so on. And anyway, I don't see nothing that's scary because I'll be scared. Okay, number four, Now You See Me Too. And that one made just about $10 million. Number five, Warcraft. That one made a little bit over $6.5 million. Not bad. Number six, X-Men Apocalypse. That one made just a smidget over $5 million there. Not bad. Number seven, here we go, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Go ahead, get your turtle on. That one made over $5 million. Of course, that one of the stars of that is the lovely Megan Fox. Number eight, Me Before You. That one made a little bit over $4 million. Number nine, Alice Through the Looking Glass. Little old Alice in Wonderland, she threw the looking glass, she followed the hat, she chased the rabbit who happens to be a fairy, who happens to be a cow, pig, whatever. Anyway, Alice is always through something. Well, honey, now if Alice threw the looking glass, and that one made just, I would say, almost $4 million there. And number 10, Captain America, Civil War. And that one made a little bit over $2 million. We need you, Captain America. So, you know, what can I say? Hey, 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 there you have the top 10 box office movies right there. Now, moving on to some fun Hollywood gossip. Well, what can I say? Where should we start with? Well, let's do Monique. That's my girl. You remember Monique? Remember when she was on, what was that show, The Parkers? Oh, no. The Parkers. She's a big sister. She's very, very talented, very funny. I met her when she was on Girlfriend. Very, very nice lady and extremely, extremely funny. Anyway, with Miss Monique, honey, sister girl lost some weight. Let me tell you, she looks good. She's posing in a swimsuit. It doesn't even seem like it's her. So I'm telling you, you know, if you're big, then be big and be happy. If you're skinny, then be skinny and be happy. But if you choose to lose that weight and that's your goal, you go for it, honey. You go for it. Anyway, just putting it out there that Monique is in a swimsuit, honey. It's on the internet. And she lost over 100 pounds. The girl looks good still. Okay, moving on from there. Now, here we go. Okay, well, you know Taylor Swift, honey. Every time she dates somebody and breaks up, sister girl writes her a song about some guy. Well, I don't know who she just broke up with, but anyway, she's with Tom Hiddleston. I don't know how to say his name. Hiddleston. Tom, you know, honey, I ain't vomited that name up big time today. I sure did. I'm in a silly mood today. Anyway, she's with Tom Hiddleston. And, yes, they are a couple. I think there's a little bit of variety in the age difference. But, you know, do your thing, girl. Do your thing. Anyway, he is the one that played, you know, in the movie Thorn, and he played the brother, the one that was bad. And that, you know, try to get, you know, he's the one with the dark hair, not the pretty little blonde guy. He's the pretty little dark haired guy, but he was the bad guy. Now, why the dark haired guy? You know what I'm saying? Got to be the bad guy. Why not make the blonde haired guy the bad guy? Yeah, I'm putting it out there. I'm feeling a little feisty today. But anyway, Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston are dating. So I say more power to them. You go for it. So, hey. Let's see what new hit songs you'll have in a couple of months, okay? All right, now, if you are a fan of The View, I think I did the story a while back. There were rumors. Well, I'm just saying all this stuff I say on the coffee chatter internet radio show, allegedly. They're going to come after me. Anyway, Michelle Collins, you know, she's on The View. Okay, well, Michelle Collins, next season, blah, blah. She will not be on The View, okay? She's leaving The View, and I don't know where she's going. I wish her the best of luck, more power to you, honey. Do what you got to do, girlfriend. All right, moving on to Demi Lovato. Now, I don't know if I want to talk about this story. It's kind of wishy-washy, but anyway, oh, boy. Okay, well, you know, Mariah Carey, don't want to do this story. It's kind of naughty, but it's kind of funny. And I like funny kind of stuff. Anyway, I love Demi Lovato. She's very, very, very outspoken. Okay, she's extremely talented. Okay, so I'll give her that. If you don't know who she is, she's a singer, and she's on the Skechers commercials, but she's been around for a minute, and she's had quite a few hits. All right. Well, anyway, allegedly, Demi Lovato was very outspoken. Remember a while back she was talking about Taylor Swift. You know, she says what's on her mind, and I give her that. I don't think that she's politically correct, and I like that. She says what she feels is the truth. Okay, well, she came out and said that Mariah Carey may be a little, what's the word I want to say, rude? I don't know. I'll just say rude because that's what the headlines say. But anyway, there was, to make a long story short, there was, they were talking, she just said that, oh, boy. that Mariah Carey is just a little rude. And people have said that my girl, you know, I love me some Mariah Carey, you know, is demanding. I've never met Mariah Carey, so I'm just spreading the gospel, okay? Is demanding, can be, you know, demanding, as a lot of stars are very demanding. They know what they want when they want it. But anyway, Demi Lovato came out, allegedly, Demi Lovato came out, so the Mariah Carey, you know, she might be a little rude sometimes. So, hey, I'm just putting it out there. You let me know if I'm wrong. Honey, send me those emails. Now, you don't have to cuss in your emails, okay? But you can say, hey, man, now this is the real scoop, and I will accept that. All right, moving on to Hollywood gossip. Now, this is a serious one. Our condolences go out to, of course, you remember the group PM Dawn? Well, their lead singer, Artrell Cornes, he's dead at age 46. He had the industry name as Prince B. I remember they were very, PM Dawn, remember they made that song, Baby, You Send Me, Baby, You Send Me. I can't think of the other songs. I actually have their DVD. It's been a minute since they were here. They were very, very popular in the 90s. They kind of did a little rock, rap, rock, jazz, kind of had an infusion of music there. But anyway, he's gone at such a young age. And I thought that was very, very sad. So our condolences go out to them. Oh, they have that song that is Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. And that was number one back in 1990, 91, back in there. So I'm looking at the CD cover now. So our condolences go out to his family for there. All right, people, positive thought of the day. Well, what? Let me tell you what Mr. Willie Nelson said. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you start having positive results. I ain't mad at you. Okay, Willie. Willie's been around for a long, long time. He's always in the top 10. He's still touring. I'm not mad at the country man himself. So our positive quote of the day from Mr. Country legend, Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. Okay, okie dokie, there you have it. All right, moving on to some coffee chatter information. All right, coming up on July the 14th, we are having director Leonard R. Gardner Jr. come. And let's see, Lenny has been the director for Girlfriends, of course, Ant Farm, Jesse, so many shows. Now I can't think of the names. I had all this memorized, and all of a sudden, brain freeze, even though it's 102 degrees. But anyway, Leonard Gardner is coming. Check him out at imdb.com. He is coming. Check out the new Coffee Chatter webpage at coffeechatter.net. And let me know what you think. And we have our new lineup coming. But we have Leonard Gardner leading us off with Leonard Gardner coming up in July the 14th. And then we have Michael Ojale coming up July the 19th. And we have television writer Pat Dade coming in August the 20th to tell us all about writing. And then we lead right into our Socket Toonie campaign. And we have a new one coming up in 2017 called Sweetie Pie. So Coffee Chatter is ready. Are you ready for us? You're always more than welcome to our email. And we'd like to say thank you to everyone who listens to the Coffee Chatter show. Let me give a shout out to Steve and Preston Cooper. Go ahead with your bad self and your friendship. And I love you dearly. Hello there, Miss Diane and Tara Cross, David Clopper. How are you doing, Daphne? How are you doing? Karen, Sue, Thomas, how are you doing? Much love. Brooke, Courtney, Cassie, who am I leaving out? Brittany, I'm trying to get everybody. Shelly Joe, what you know? Trying to get everybody. Charles Kingsley Harris. Okay, normally now some people. Lisa Cooper, Lisa, don't know the last name there. All right, Lorenzo, Stefano, Stefano. Let me give a shout out to Jay, You go ahead, Jay, over there in China. Ruff, ruff, my friend, ruff, ruff. People, stand new to your pet. Much love. You know, I have to say hello to all the family members. Jay's a family dog. Had to say hello to all the family members. Kame Yoto, the singer, jazz singer Kame Yoto. Have to give a shout out to her, too. Like to say much love to everybody. Have a good one, and I will talk to you next Monday morning. Peace out, okay? Be nice, be kind. All right, bye-bye.